Hello, and thank you once again for joining us for Writing Through the Ages, Current Common. I am Eric.
I'm Eugene.
Today is our 67th episode of Current Common, and we will be watching the 13th episode of Common Revice, entitled Phoenix's Closed Call. It aired on December 5th, 2021. It was written by Hanta Kinoshita and directed by Kazuya Kamihoroyuchi. And so we have the three siblings all can transform now.
Yes. Yeah. Which, you know, we kind of hoped that from episode like one or two or whatever. Yeah. And now we have it.
So now we have four writers.
Yes.
Three are siblings and then the other guy.
And then the other guy who might be dying.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just like, oh, man. How lame is that? It's like, just because I don't have your last name. Yeah,
he just needs to be adopted.
Yeah, exactly.
At this point. Yeah. It's like, adopt this poor boy. We haven't seen his parents. We don't know if he has any.
Yes.
Just make it happen.
Well, like I've said, you know, number one adoption in Japan is adult males.
Yeah. It works. Or unless he marries in, right?
Yeah, because if he married Sakura, he could just take her last name, and then, you know.
There you are.
Then he's a member of the Higurashi family?
Yeah, Higurashi, I think.
Higurashi, yeah.
Yeah, then boom, bing, bang, boom, one of the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, although we had to go through it about a completely different way.
Yeah, you know. Or he just passes the belt to the dad.
Oh, okay, whoa. Yeah, it's like, here, take my powers. I'm dying.
It's actually surprising how much they put the mom and dad in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And not made them writers yet. Because you see the thing. Where it's
just, I see the thing.
You see the thing where it's just like, if you're not a writer, you don't matter.
I almost feel like they're going to get a movie where they're writers.
Oh, they'll probably have like a hyper battle video.
Yeah.
It seems funny. HBV.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like it's an STD.
Yeah. Oh, that's what they're labeled as when you're looking at lists and stuff like that.
Right. You're typing in HBV.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's been like a thing that's been going on for the past like 5 or 6 seasons, where it's like, if you're not a writer, you don't matter.
Mm.
And that's because like you don't have merchandise.
Yeah, you don't. Nobody's buying your toy because there's no toy.
Yeah.
To be bought.
You're either the main writer. You're either a writer or the main female lead.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it was in Saber.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what it is in 01. ZO was pretty much the same thing. Build. Oh, there was two. There was two female leads. No, there's a female lead and a female secondary. And they both weren't writers. But everybody else was a writer.
Right. Especially now that the women are being writers. So it's like, there you go.
Now it's even worse. Now it's you just have to be a writer. Even the female leads are getting cut out. Now you have to be a writer.
Right.
Because, the female lead in this is Sakura. And so now she's a writer.
And now she's a writer.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, the only characters that aren't writers are like George. And the family.
Yeah.
The mother and the father, which is why I'm surprised how much they're in the show and not how much they're in the show, but how much they matter to the show.
Right. They're relevant.
Yeah. They're not just extra side characters. They're like emotional importance to the show. They're the emotional backbone of the kids.
Yeah. I mean, they're making the, like resolving a lot of their internal conflicts.
You're actually starting to see a little bit of how these three kids came from these two.
Yeah.
It's like, because you got to, it's like, yeah, there could be, it's like, yeah, these kids could be raised by these two.
Yes. I think so.
We don't know anything of how the dad was before, if he's always been this way.
Like, yeah, we're still not sure.
But.
Or if it'll be explored at all.
Yeah. But we know that there is some, but yeah, I like it that it's like, oh yeah, this is a family.
Yeah.
They're written well, and they're acted well too.
I think so.
I don't think they look like family, but...
No, they don't. They definitely don't look like they're related, but... like, physically.
Yeah. You know, I just think Iki doesn't look like he's related to them.
Well, yeah.
Daiji and Sakura could be brothers.
Potentially,
yeah. But Iki is the standout, and he's supposed to be, because he's like... He was hired more for his He wasn't hired more for his looks, but it was a strong factor in his selection.
Yeah, I would say to say that it has nothing to do with it would be a lie.
Yeah,
well, not a lie. You'd be misinformed.
Yeah. So Daichi looks more normal, less of like.
Yeah, you know, I honestly feel that. I feel like Daichi's the kind of guy you could bump into on the street.
Yeah,
I mean, not with that outfit. I just mean
like
him.
That. Yeah.
Whereas, like, Iki, it's like, whoa, did I just bump into somebody who does, like, what do you do? Like, you're looking back, like,
I mean, they
a lot of time into that look.
They played him down.
Yeah.
By the fact that, like, have you started noticing that, like, everything he wears is Happy Spot merchandise. So it's every single, I mean, it's different. Every episode he's wearing something different, but it all says Happy Spot.
Right. Yeah, because actually the last episode we watched, I thought they had switched it up until I actually paid attention to it.
Yeah.
Because it was like multi, like, I can't remember exactly how to describe it, but it seemed like it was like a bigger sweater, not a sweater so much as a jacket. It almost looked like you could buy it for like $100.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, why the hell did you spend $100 on that? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because, you know, multicolored throw up is kind of the thing these days.
Yeah.
Damn kids, rabble, rabble, rabble.
Yeah. Go to your primary colors.
But yeah, so everything is, you know, stuff that they have at the spa. And I'm just wondering if maybe if they could pull, like, tone it down a little bit on their aggressive marketing, and then they actually take the profits.
What?
And like reinvest.
No, so this is my idea. Like, is a that chain? He is just wearing samples.
Oh, okay.
They just got samples of like everything when they were deciding to do the shirts or something like that. Right,
and they just went with a regular white tee.
Yeah. So he's literally like, it's like, this is when we, you know, they just got a sample of everything.
You know, the thing is, I don't even know if they spent more money on this clothing budget. Yeah, sure, everything has a happy, you know, the Igarashi family spa print on it. But then just last season with the wacky stuff that Toma was wearing.
Yeah, he had like a spam shirt.
Yeah. And like all of it looks like something that they either just randomly got bulk clothing and whipped it together, or they just like high fashion designers were like.
Yeah, I actually paused when I was watching it and like looked, and it was something like for Aruto, you mean? No, or Toma. I was thinking of Aruto.
Yeah.
Aruto wore a hoodie that just had like random things on it, but yeah, like Toma.
Yeah.
It's just like.
So like a male blouse or not?
It's either. And we know which one it is. It's either they just like raided a like a secondhand store, or they spent a lot of money designing these clothes. And it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
They.
Yeah, I feel like their clothing budget is insane.
Yeah. Well.
And yet they can't get the shin.
Yeah.
The shin suit.
Well, so I think it's Uniqlo. It might be Uniqlo. But like when you're watching the thing, there's a whole group of sponsors for the show, and like a couple of them are clothing lines.
Okay, yeah. So they're like, that makes sense. I feel like that's a good, it's one of those things that you could definitely market on a show like that.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, these lines, and like many, and like we've seen that they sell like the clothing, like they sold what's his name's coat, a Spada's coat.
Oh, Kento?
Kento's light coat when he went to the dark side and dressed lighter.
Mm.
They sold that for like $300 or $400 or something like that.
I don't know if it's worth that much, but it must be made out of some nice leather.
Yeah. No, it was a cloth coat.
Oh, yeah. So it's just this is what he wore.
Yeah, it's a replacement, you know.
$400, man, that's crazy. I'm sure it'd be cheaper in America, cuz I like how expensive video games are there compared to here.
Oh, so yeah.
I'm sure there's something going on there that I don't understand.
Well, it's the other thing is that they're limited time goods.
Mm.
And there's only a certain amount they're only made for like 6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
And then there's only so many of them made, and that's it.
Okay. Yeah. So it's like, what if you get this and you hold on to it?
It's from Bandai Premium, I believe. And like everything on Bandai Premium is just limited time, and unlike other places, when they say limited time, they mean limited time.
Right.
Like this is as long as it's gone, and then who cares? It's gone.
It's gone for good.
Yeah. Like they do that with flavors of Coke, Pepsi. But
here's great Pepsi. And you'll never see it again.
Yeah. It's 6 months. That's the end of it. I mean, they have a new one every like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is also a place where you enter a lottery for the right to purchase something.
Right. It's crazy when you think about it.
Yeah. Well, they were doing that here for the PS5s for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whereas, like, you had to enter into, I think Newegg was doing it. You had to, like, enter into a thing, and then if you got chosen, you could buy one.
Yeah. I think I prefer that to getting scalped continuously.
Yeah.
But then the reality is that you're still getting scalped. It's just.
Well, you're getting, you're not getting scalped. You're not paying more.
Mm-hmm.
You're just.
No. I mean, if you get it, then you got it. I'm saying that your place in the queue could still be taken by somebody who's got a, you know, computer generated algorithm.
Oh yeah,
putting the lotteries in. That's what I meant to say. Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, so you're still getting PS5 jacked, and then
a bot still is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, it's. I think it was just like, I mean, it's possible, but it's one of those. I think they made it so that it had to be like you had to have bought something from them before.
Okay, so it's like you can't just sign up and then there you go.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
they're trying. There's always ways around it, but it's funny how like the cat and mouse game of scalpers and sellers has been going for this past couple of years,
right?
Where it's just like, I mean, I think it was in Japan that people were getting like angry, but this was like how one company was stopping the scalping of PS1 store. They were writing on the box the person's name that bought it, like in Sharpie.
Oh. Well,
so it's like, but people are upset because in Japan there's a huge
resale market
yeah. that people would want to resell it in 4 years when a new PS5 comes out. So that was the upsetting part.
Yeah,
and like they weren't telling anybody they were doing it. You bought it and you just got it and there we go, good to go.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but
I mean,
I feel like don't be angry at the store. Be angry at the circumstances that caused.
Yeah,
this.
But it's like in my mind also, I'm like, what if they just tore a corner of the box off. That's the same idea. Then I would.
Yeah.
Then you'd be like, dude, what do you. Like, for a lot of people, the box is part of it, too.
It is. I don't like it when. I don't know if you get like a DVD or something, and it's like brand new, but it has a sticker on it that's a little too sticky.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's two ways that can go bad. One, it rips the plastic as you pull it, like the hardcover plastic, or it leaves residue that you just can't get off.
I mean, I just hate it when I open up a DVD case and the it's missing teeth.
Oh, dude, same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I understand that. I do.
Yeah.
I do. I just feel like they wouldn't be going to those lengths if it wasn't for, you know,
resellers.
Yeah,
you know,
cheesy
that.
Ass out there trying to make $100, $200 profit.
Yeah. But
after, you know, after shipping.
Yeah. Well, you make the person buying it pay shipping.
Fair enough.
I mean, at the height you were making like $600 on it.
Right, right. Which is crazy.
As we're selling, as two people who bought PS5s at retail.
Yeah. No, we went through the struggle. He did his through research and patience, and I did mine out of sheer luck. And
you did it out of my luck when I called you. They're like, they have them at
the
store.
They have them. That's what I mean. Sheer luck.
I basically found them both.
But here's the thing, though. I missed my own opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, within the first couple months, they were just at my store. A guy was saying, yeah, they're going to be there at, like, whatever, like, 6 a.m. And I'm like, I doubt it. Come to find out, no, he was totally true. Could have went in. I would have been, like, sixth in line.
Yeah. Anyways, Phoenix. So we're hoping for a diehard situation.
Yeah, especially with the way that they show the next episode preview, being like, oh, the sky base is attacked.
Yeah.
And this name right here, Phoenix, is close call. If it's not really a close call, I'm going to call him on it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we got attacked. It was a close call.
Yeah.
Just any attack whatsoever is a close call. Give me a break.
It's like, oh, the ship almost went down. Maybe we'll actually find out how they get to and from the sky base.
I hope so. I really do. I hope we get to see like a little bit more of its
architecture. I don't even care if it's like teleportation. I just want to know.
Uh-huh. Like, what's the trick?
Is it like shuttles? Fine.
Yeah.
Is it like, do they get beamed up through like super advanced technology? Fine.
Yeah.
Have we even seen them roll up, or is it always when we see them, they're just on foot already? Are they coming in the motorcycles?
Because
like Daichi has his own motorcycle and stuff.
Right. I was wondering if they had kind of a like an Ames van or something.
No,
like that.
No, I haven't really seen the only one I've seen is like Daichi come up. I don't know if they've even have like a Jeep or anything.
I almost feel like they should have like flying APCs.
Yeah.
Armored personnel carriers.
Yeah. Just like the Shield or something like that. Yeah. I mean, they're modeled that for Shield.
I mean, obviously. That's exactly what's inspiring this. Let's not pretend here.
Yeah.
It's like, we know what this is about.
To be fair, Shield, it was originally from the 60s.
Right.
So, when had a completely different anagram. But it was still Shield. It just meant something different. Because they didn't use the word homeland.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, I can see why.
It was Strategic Hazard. International, I think. Espionage Logistics Division.
Oh, okay.
Or something similar to that.
Well, I don't know if you stumbled your way through that and got the right answer or you made up your own, but it sounds legit. So we're gonna
I know espionage. I forgot. I might have forgotten what the I stood for.
Mm.
The ELD, I know that is. Espionage Logistics Division. I know that's right. But yeah, so they just changed it later when they actually found it. They're like, oh yeah, Homeland actually works better. So yeah, we're gonna go see what's Phoenix Close Call. And
yeah, like do they actually get bushwhacked here and their pants pulled down and no defenses, or you know, I feel like they've gotta have something. Because we talked about this before. I feel like that at least the commander or George has got something that we don't know about him.
Is it Dead Man attacking?
Oh, good question.
I think it probably is, but
I feel like that's too easy, right? Like, I mean, it makes sense, but then it's like, now that you mention it, I kind of want something else.
Yeah.
Spice this up.
Yeah.
Let's throw a jalapeno in that sandwich. Like,
oh, and they still have the planetaria guy or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The worm.
The doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, and I really do want to know, because they haven't shown him in the last episode. I want to know what's going on with that family.
Yeah.
Like, what's up with that? What's the...
It might be a long game thing, so
yeah, we might not get into like the second arc or whatever.
Yeah,
like they're laying the foundation, and then
we don't even know if this show's an arcs.
True. Yeah, we're not there yet.
Yeah,
but maybe we'll be after this episode.
And yeah, like I know, like Saber and 01 were in arcs, but who knows? But they were also written by people who had written previous Kamen Rider shows. This guy's never written a Kamen Rider show before.
Yeah, so he can do whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know his writing style.
Stoil. Okay, so we are going to go watch that.
Yep.
Okay, and we are back. And like, it's funny, we're like, we predicted it, but we throw out like 1,000 things. So it's easy. Like
the fire hose method.
Yeah. Eventually we'll get some right. Yeah. And I got like 2 or 3 things right about that, like came with this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I literally said last time that what if it was demons and if it was Hiromi and Iki who didn't have their powers, and that's exactly what happened, but it didn't turn into a Die Hard situation.
Right. Yeah.
It turned into like,
we missed out on that.
Yeah. But. And then I predicted what Jean, we haven't heard it said any other way, but how she uses her devil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though, like, it's still like, thing is, the fans are kung fu. They're not karate.
Right. You know, hers is all over the place. Yeah. It's like really, it's like
it's generic martial arts.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a beater.
There was a lot of, like, info dump.
Yeah, and the first, before the opening, I already have, like, 3.5 lines of notes, and it wasn't comprehensive. That still didn't cover everything.
Yeah, there was a lot of information pre-opening.
Yeah, it was like, bing, bang, boom, boom. So much to talk about, which, I mean, I don't know how much we're going to cover, but it's, I mean, because it starts off, you see a news lady, this is a big deal, obviously, you know, and so the world knows, or at least Japan knows, that they're touching down, Phoenix is touching down the base to resupply and refuel.
And it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, it does not happen often, obviously, if they're reporting on it, if it happened every day, they'd be like, meh. Yeah. But, so it's talking about this going on, and it segues over to, she mentions some of the things about the ship, one of them being that this is where the rehabilitation center, quote unquote, for anybody that's
been
going
to the Vi stamps.
And then about whether or not there's evidence to prove that it's even helpful.
Yeah.
Which is something that we discussed.
Like, we were like, what? Like, because they kind of just throw out the word rehab.
Uh-huh.
And
it's like, how is nobody talking about this? Well, everyone's talking about it. So good
news.
And it's
like nobody, the thing is like nobody else is in that business.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're the only ones who are like dealing with dead men and all that stuff.
Right. So they pretty much have complete control over it.
And so everybody's just like, and also it's like, you can't quickly go and like check to see on the condition of them. They're in a flying base.
Uh-huh. I almost feel like this kind of lends to the idea that they aren't government funded. I feel like they're almost, it's got to be private, right?
Yeah, probably private with like a contract, government contracts, you know.
Like some deals made, but
like American jails.
But yeah, apparently it's debatable whether or not it's helpful, and I'm sure that there's like an ethical argument.
Yeah.
So it's good to know.
How much are they like, because we actually have like a much better view than like the average person on the street.
Right.
Watching the show. And even we are not like sure of how much they do after they're exposed to a stamp is them.
Uh-huh.
Or is it like they're given like uncontrollable drug rage or something like right. that? And it's something that can be done to you too.
Yeah.
It's like if somebody...
Yeah, you can be stamped.
Yeah. Like if you're on the street and somebody just injects PCP in you and then you go on a rage, like how much of that are you guilty for?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you get if you get drugged like that,
yeah.
like, and if you can prove that you didn't take it willingly,
yeah.
it's almost like all anything that you've done should be the person who drugged
you. Or even
fault,
if
you.
You did take it, quote unquote, willingly, but you had no idea what was going. It's like you're, like, that's the thing, like if you're in a drug trial and then like something just goes,
oh, yeah,
you
yeah.
go nuts.
Yeah.
But that's the same thing if like somebody's like, oh, this here's a cup of coffee and it's lined with PCP. So you willingly took it.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, coffee will make you energetic.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you might not notice anything's like super off at first.
Yeah, just... so it's like, how much of that is your fault then, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, how much of it is them? And, you know, there is a terrorist organization that's basically manipulating people. And so, I mean, people can... not be responsible even if, like, they've been talked to, it, you know, because
yeah.
if they're just manipulated by being lied to, it's like... So,
exactly.
So, yeah, so it's a very interesting argument.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting thing, and it's cool that they're talking about it.
Yeah, well, because the thing is...
It's not the focus.
Right, right.
But they're mentioning...
It shouldn't be the focus of the show, but it shouldn't be... We shouldn't pretend that this isn't a,
this
like
isn't
a questionable,
an, yeah.
you know, situation. Like, there should be... just that little bit there of the reporter... just mentioning that there's like some debate over whether or not blah blah blah, right? That's just enough for me. Like if they never touch on it again, I'll be fine with it, because yeah. I know at least the public is like, I don't know about this.
Yeah, because it's like this show isn't about Phoenix's PR department,
right? Yeah, exactly.
So the entire show shouldn't be about them dealing with that, right?
Yeah, because
it's not about their law department. It's not. It's about Iggy kicking people.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, because it's straight up. If nobody is mentioned, like if it's not mentioned at all ever, that tells me that this has been going on for long enough that it's this just another day
the
in the life,
practice,
right?
Yeah.
And so we can't then pretend, or we can't then give them credit to any sort of slack. Like if they mess up anywhere, it's like you should have known, you've been doing this for however long. So in this case, now we have that, we're back to that X amount of time where it could be short term, like it could be only the last 5 years this has been going on, or the yeah. last 12 years. You get my point.
Yeah. It could last year it could have happened, you know?
Yeah. Versus like if the public is already totally cool with it, that means, you know, this had to be at least a generation or two.
Yeah.
Because of WTF, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so they've touched down. Everyone knows the criminals are on the ship, and they're refueling, they're resupplying. I don't know where they would go for that, but you know, I'm sure there's a place for it.
Yeah.
Just any old place.
I'm not an airship engineer.
Yeah, they stop at the local Shell.
Yeah, it's just like it's just ringing up. Ding, 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 ding. The resupply is just grabbing Funyuns from the shop.
Right.
So then it goes to the bath real quick. This is like really confusing for a second.
It is definitely. I was like, huh? And then it makes sense. It makes
yeah.
sense. But yeah,
it goes to the bath, and it's Hiromi and Iki in the bath, and they're less like, oh.
Yeah,
like,
they kind of put out.
Yeah, and
not
then
really sure if they're relaxing or if they're upset.
And then it goes to what turns out to be a flashback.
Yes.
It's the first time they haven't done a flashback in the weird, like,
mm-hmm.
blue thing, but it's a long enough scene that it would have been really weird if it was
yeah,
that
it,
way.
Yeah, it would have.
And it goes to basically the reason why this is the two of them in the bath.
Yeah, just them two, just chilling.
So, it's at Phoenix, they have all their things there, and the commander is just like, okay, a lot of people are on leave because we touched down.
We touched down.
It's
so
basically shore leave is happening.
Yes, yes.
Shore leave is happening right now, so we're kind of light-staffed,
mm-hmm.
so we're going to need to be sure we're going to be vigilant.
Right, so that it relies on you three to need to, you know, basically pull up your bootstraps and take on some work.
So I like this, right? Where George is like, hey, karate girl, and everybody's looking, like, people, like, look at Sakura, and she's looking around, she's like, oh, that's me?
That's me? Like, no, the other...
It's the first time she's heard herself called.
That. Right, right, right.
And he's just like, fine, I'll let you use this belt. But...
Just so you know, this is a piece of junk.
Yeah, this
it's
is
a piece
crap.
Of junk. It's a basically, we find out this is a prototype for Rex. That was my understanding.
For the Revice driver. Yeah.
Yeah, not Rex, the driver.
Yeah.
And he thought he completely destroyed it. And the commander makes in between this, Vice says that it summons a weird demon, too.
Yeah. And so, like, because the idea is that this driver is different than the the Versus driver and the Demon's driver in that it summons the demon out.
Yes.
That's where it's the same as the Revice driver.
Right.
And they'd be like, yeah, a weird demon came out. And then Romy's like, it was really cute. And everybody's like,
well, he says it in a way that it's like, yeah, it was adorable.
Yeah.
And everyone's like everybody, even the commander looks over like, huh? But I think George like breaks it up by saying something again. I can't. Oh, yeah. This is when George says, but I thought I totally destroyed the code, like the code for that, like completely erased it off the face of this earth.
Yeah.
And the commander says, so we're still looking out for whoever has that. So if you see anything, let us know.
Yeah.
And they're like, of course, you know, why not?
And so they were like, okay, well then the Igarashi siblings are ready, and they all hold up their drivers, like ready to go. And so what it is Vice is being broadcast through Iki's phone that's hanging around his neck.
Yeah.
So he's in part of the conversation this way. Because so everybody hears what he says.
Yes.
Unlike the other times that
he's where he's just talking to, you know,
Iki. So they hold up all their drivers, and George just walks by. He's like, "What? Not that one."
Yes.
Just grabs the Revice driver. He's like, "You've done the remix for the 10 I need, and so I'm gonna upgrade this."
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a cool. He's like, "Look forward to cool genome," and he's pointing at Vice. Vice is like, "Yeah, it's gonna be sweet." And then
Iki's just like, "That means I can't transform."
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I guess we're going to, it's like, oh, no, he says, so I can't transform, so that means you two are going to have to do it all alone. You can tell he's worried.
Well, he says, if more than two attack.
Yeah.
Because
the siblings are like.
Daichi's is like, well, there goes Iki worrying again. It's okay, we're good. And then Demon's like, yes, I've got their back.
Yeah, Hiromi's like, don't worry, I'm here to help. He starts to walk forward with it, like, triumphantly, and it gets snatched out of his hands, too.
By the commander. He's just like, nope, we got to look over yours, too. He's like, what? Why? And he's just like, ask your health.
Yeah, ask your physical health, jerk. He's like, no, what? This is, you know, he's obviously he's put out by it. He's put out.
And so that's why the two of them are in the bath, because they're the ones who can't transform.
Yeah. So it goes to them and they're like, ah, and Hiromi's like, I guess I'll go back to the country and see my mom. Mm-hmm. But he uses like a slang term from there, and which has what's his name?
Iki.
Iki's like he repeats the word for mom, like, huh? Like, what'd you say? So I think that's like a little, you know, drop that he's a country boy.
Yeah.
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 This is a big city.
Yes. So then it goes to Dead Man.
Yes. And Aguilera's like near the Statue of Gif, and she's just like staring off in the distance, and Julio looks up and he's like watching her for a minute, and he's like, you seem distant.
You seem down, Aguilera-sama. She's like, do you even want to sacrifice yourself for me and Gif?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, of course.
It's just like, it's like we all...
It's like, come on. Yeah. She's like stomping her foot. Might as well be. Well, I mean, we still don't know what
what he means by sacrifice, but right. It seems like it's like, do you even want to sacrifice yourself for me? Yeah. Gif? Come on.
There's only, and even if, like, because they say, of course, and she's like, well, even if it's that, if you guys do, it's only the two of you.
Yeah.
And that's when Orteca walks up.
Saying, both of them.
Yeah. And then another Orteca walks up.
Yeah.
And one of them transforms or untransforms, I guess, stops being a doppelganger.
Yeah.
And it's like a weird, I can see it's like kind of a chameleon.
Yeah, it's chameleon. Yeah.
And this person, whoever they may be,
says, the Chameleon Dead Man is just like, he's just like, yes, Aguilera-sama, I'll soon graduate from phase two to Gif Dex.
Yeah.
And then she's just like, yeah, but even with this guy here talking about the lawyer, mm-hmm. not the lawyer, the doctor,
mm-hmm. It's still not enough.
You got four, still need two more. And when she says this guy here that like goes to him, and he's
upset.
He's not happy about sacrificing himself.
Right.
It's just like,
you can tell he's not on board with that.
Yeah. That's what makes me think it actually is. Like, it's a deal. It's not like,
or at the very least, he's unaware of exactly what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he's in, but he's not in. Yeah. You know?
And they were like, well, we're going to get the lawyer.
Yeah, because he has a lot of potential.
He had a lot of potential. He was very in sync with a demon.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go get that lawyer from Phoenix.
Yeah.
So it's like, instead of like just randomly searching around, we know we're one guy who's got is good.
And they're vulnerable.
We'll just go get him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're vulnerable now.
Now's the time. Yeah, because they said that they've been laying this plan for a while, and it's about to hit fruition, you know?
Yeah. Also, the other thing is like when... the chameleon showed himself, Aguilera is like, long time no see.
Yes. Yes.
So he's like been around for a while.
Yeah, he's been a member of the group for a minute.
Yeah.
Probably before
the show started. Yeah.
Yeah. It was the opening, I believe.
Well, they're like, okay, let's go. Oh, and they all come up and they grab the doctor to come along, yeah. even though he doesn't want to.
Yeah.
And then it goes to the opening.
Right.
Still, it might change next episode.
The opening?
Yeah.
Yes, since we've got the mid-season.
Yeah, but maybe not because we haven't gotten Vice's mid-season.
Right, right. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
So when it comes back, we see a little short bit of Aguilera telling everybody to go get him. Yeah. You know?
It's a bunch of juniors.
Yeah, a couple of lieutenants.
And the lieutenants, well, they're like, okay, go get them. And then all the juniors go, and then her and the lieutenants leave.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a bunch of gift juniors rampaging.
Right.
And then it goes to the bathhouse.
Yes, and they're trying to record a video of them setting up an intricate dominoes sort of.
Yeah, because
I'm sure there's a term for that, but.
Yeah, a domino. Like, what is a fall of dominoes called?
Yeah, like, what do you call
train,
that?
Train, maybe?
Yeah. I'm going to have to look that up now. I never once in my life ever thought to put a name to that.
Yeah.
And it's a hobby big enough that I feel like there's got to be
a
term for it.
Yeah, it's probably something like a recursion or something. Like
It could be stupid, too, like when you're flourishing with the ballet song, you're just flipping.
Yeah.
Just flipping. I don't know. Like, in my head, when I found out that it's called flipping, I'm like, that could be anything. I could be literally flipping right now, backflips or front flips.
So they're setting it up, and out of nowhere, Sakura comes out.
Before we get to that, I just want to say that they're all dressed weird. I don't know what's going on with the video because they're recording it, so there could be some sort of gimmick. But he's got something in his mouth, and Iki's got like a weights on his chest, and he's doing doing grip strength.
Yeah,
while also like doing sit ups and trying to place.
And they're all wearing
domino
headbands, like you would when you're studying or something like that.
Yeah,
so it's like
I just don't know if what the heck they're doing here. And Boo's there.
Yeah,
he's helping out.
He's the recording. In my mind, I think what's happening here is that they've just taken all the popular trends
and try to jam them together.
Try to do them all at once.
Because he's saying, oh, this one's definitely going to trend.
Yeah, so it might be something that, like, we don't get because we're not into the Japanese YouTube community.
Yeah, like, we don't understand what they're doing
right
now.
Or, like, Japanese Twitter or TikTok and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I try to avoid them. Not just Japanese in general. But, like, I have said that, like, these kind of stunt videos are popular in Japan.
Mm.
Unlike YouTube, just doing, like, Hajime. I've showed you a couple of his videos and stuff.
Yeah, where he just does some random stuff.
Yeah. And he's, like, he's one of the bigger, like, well-known YouTube, Japanese YouTubers. Sakura comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And she's being chased by her mom who has a fly swatter.
Yep.
And what we find out is the argument is that the mom doesn't want her to be a Kamen Rider.
Yeah, because it's dangerous.
Because
she's like, because she's like, you can get hurt. And she's like, oh, I can get hurt doing karate. No problem with that. But there's a difference.
There is a difference. The difference is you can get hurt being a paintball or you can be hurt being a soldier.
Yeah.
There's a difference there.
Yeah, it's like recreational fighting with rules and people there to help you and then life or death struggles. That,
yes. So, you know. And so it's funny because the mom has always been like, be who you are, do what you need to do. And then all of a sudden it's just like, then Sakura comes in the picture. No!
No, 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 no. But while she's being chased, she totally kicks over some dominoes.
Yes.
With no remorse, like a psychopath. And everyone's like, no! So the conversation continues. The mom basically doesn't have much to say. I feel like she probably would continue on and like cycle back to an earlier argument, but Daiji comes running in. We've got dead man problem. I need you to come with me. So she's like, okay. So she runs.
She's perfect
past,
timing.
Hits some more dominoes. And Iki's like, oh, I got to get up. And they're like, no, you can't come with us. You can't transform. And of course, obviously, he's like, oh, this is BS. And, you know, they're like, you just got to trust us.
Well,
we're strong now.
Yeah.
And the dad says to the mom, it's like, I guess it takes more courage.
Trust takes more courage than
worrying.
Than worrying does.
So in this scene, I want to point something out. I don't know if you noticed this.
He stopped him.
He has got his hand in between, so he's caught the dominoes this time, so it does less damage than before.
Yeah.
And Boo's like, because they're over there, like, you know, kind of sad, but also they're like hopeful that, you know, everything's going to work out. And Boo's like, oh, you guys are parents too.
Yeah.
Like, and like, so you are parents. Like,
yeah. And so Vice appears to Ikki, and he's just like, hey, just let me out, man. I can help out.
Yeah, let me go with him.
Yeah, just let me help out, and I'll just go kick some butt, and like...
it's like, I won't eat anyone, I promise.
It's like, you shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. It's like, eh, no. So
he's like, no, he's like, no, not going to do that.
Absolutely not. So the next scene is Daiji and Sakura, right? And they've shown up.
They've arrived at the gifts where the gift juniors are. And he's just like, okay, don't go rushing in. And she's like, headshot and runs.
Yeah, just immediately. He doesn't even finish the sentence. She's already thrown her bag in the air and she's running forward.
And so she's like, don't worry, this is no problem.
Yeah, they're just a bunch of juniors. Yeah,
and then he's just like, right.
That's true. Like, he stops and it's like, duh, these are a bunch of nobodies. Like, where's the somebody?
Like the whole point is to, like, transform demons and evolve so that they'd be sacrifices. And I'm wondering to myself, how much does he remember from Kagero?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how much does he remember of, like, their plan and stuff like that? Or how much is known?
Yeah.
By either he remembers something as Kagero or... Phoenix knows way more about their plans than, like, Ikki knows.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't think Ikki knows that they're trying to get Gift X to sacrifice.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't remember if he knows. It would have been with...
It hasn't been said if he knows or not. Yeah. But it hasn't, that wasn't, like, a briefing he got.
Yeah, because I don't know if it was even offhand said by the girl that transformed, the one that was, like, angry at her mom. I don't think she said anything about being a sacrifice.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think she was just
upset. So I don't know, like, when it was... So where he got the information from. And it could be either one. It could be from Kagero's memories, or it could be that Phoenix knows and just it's just not told to, like, everybody.
Right. Or maybe he was just worried that the base was getting attacked generically, you know?
No, he said, because he even said, he's just like, he said their goal is to get sacrifices.
Hmm. Okay.
That he actually said that. And then he's like, there's nobody here that will become a sacrifice.
Right.
And so then he's like, it must be the base.
Yeah, so they find out they were baited.
Yep. And so they just go. I like it. It was really quick because he got a call. He goes there and he's just like, wait a minute, there's nothing going on here.
Yeah.
It was like
2 and 2 makes 4 and he's running back to the base.
Yeah.
At which way, so it goes to the base. We see the juniors out front, you know, and a bunch of Phoenix. So they're fighting out there on the lawn, I guess. I have no idea exactly how many troops are posted outside. Not enough.
Yeah, so it goes inside.
Yes, and the lawyers escaped.
The lawyers escaped, and he's on the cameras, and everybody's like, there's an escapee, and they're doing it. They're going after him. And some guards are running down a hallway after him, and he grabs the last one, punches him, knocks him out, and it wasn't the lawyer, it was the chameleon.
Yes.
And then the doctor comes in, grabs, like, the keys.
Yeah, like, 3 or 4 keys on this one guy. Yeah. Or was it all of them? I don't know. It was, like, a chain of...
Card keys.
And I'm like, you do know the point of that is that there's access levels, and you would just have, like, a key that unlocks all of them.
Yeah.
Whatever, though.
Yeah.
You know, like, collect them like they're a thing of dog tags or whatever.
Yeah. They're, like, actual keys. Yeah. Like, hard keys,
like,
or whatever.
You're missing the point.
Yeah. So then it goes to, what's the next scene?
Yeah, so we understand that they're infiltrated. The next scene, it's Sakura and Daiji, and they're going back to the base, yes. But they're intercepted by Orteca and Julio.
Who've transformed, they're in their monster forms. And so they stop, and they henshin.
Yeah, well, they're like, let's see how tough you are without your brother here. Or so they're like, I wonder how tough you are without the other one. And Sakura's like, well, why don't you find out? And she's all smiley, and, you know, she activates her hench, and so does Daiji. So this is a weird combination of sounds going on. Whose was it that had the, I'm trying to remember what standby music it was. Like, whose was playing loudly? Was it
What's
it Lives?
Coming Up?
Yeah.
I think both of them do it.
Both of them have What's Coming Up?
I think that's the idea, because then it's Liberate Up and Versus Up.
Yeah.
So, but if it's not both of them, I do know that it's, I'm pretty sure Lives does that.
Okay, so it's
at least Lives.
At least Lives. I couldn't remember if it was, yeah.
But I like that idea, like, What's Coming Up? And it's like, because they're all ups.
Yeah.
All their things are ups. That's the things you can do when you don't care about the actual grammar of a language.
Right.
And so it's actually a pretty cool double transform, the two of them together, mm-hmm. You know? And so then it's like 2 against 2.
Yeah. That's right, because they run together and they collide with, like, a punch, and it's like a split screen.
Yeah, like cool. Like you would in, like, in a video game or something.
Yeah, it's almost like the fight starts, and then it's going to go to the combat stances in Mortal Kombat or something like that.
So then it goes to George in his office.
Mm-hmm.
And he has every one of the stamps hooked up to a device, and he's got this other stamp.
Isn't there a phone call to Iki about there being an emergency, and then we see a quick
scene there's a quick scene of, like, it's Daiji driving. It's Daiji in a van, and he's driving, and he calls Iki saying that there's an attack on the airship.
Mm.
That's what it is. But then it goes to George.
Yeah, well, because, no, there's a quick scene of the chief, like, pressing the unlock button. And it's like you don't know if that's him pressing it to go out to fight or if it's him pressing it to let people in.
That happened earlier, or maybe that. But it's somebody. We find out it's
the chief. It doesn't have to be the chief. I'm just saying it is definitely...
It's someone in that same clothing, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, somebody opens the doors. Then it shows...
is when George does...
Yeah, George is doing the thing. He's got all of the 10 stamps, and he's got a different stamp that looks like an egg. And he's booking it for all of them, and it says a little, like, onomatopoeia for all of them.
Yeah, they're, like, you know, Kong, Kong, and blah, 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 all the way around the ring. He gets to the Rex.
And showing on a screen, all of them are, like, uploading data to the egg one.
And they're hitting 100%.
100%. It gets to the Rex, goes to 99, it stops, and he's like, what?
Come on.
Yeah, like, he's like, come on, Rex! Which is what the belt says.
Right.
When he transforms.
So the next, you see... Iki, he's on his way to the base, and he comes upon the fight between the siblings and the two lieutenants, and decides...
They just got knocked down.
Yes. So they're it's not an easy fight. So obviously now he's having this kind of crisis thought, like, should I stay and help them? Do I trust them to be able to do this? And there's, like, you can see there's a struggle internally. He decides to trust them and move on.
Yeah, because he remembers what his dad said.
Mm-hmm. And so Vice is all, like, you know, starting to be a little jealous of the fact that he trusts them, but not me.
What's this energy going on here?
Yeah, what's this good feeling? Like, you know, it's like, normally he would be commenting on how great it is that they're working together, but no, it's in this case, he's specifically not trusting him and trusting them. So.
Yeah. So then it, George tries, it goes back to George trying again.
I can't remember which one happens first, but there's, like, a scene with George trying again and not being able to understand how or why, because there's an error and it's an unknown error for why it's not going 100%. And then at the same time, there's Hiromi trying to defend Lovekov.
So, first is Hiromi defending Lovekov.
Yeah, because he's talking about how he loves. It's like, he doesn't say that, but he's like, I'll protect it with my life or something like that.
Yeah, that's his line.
Uh huh.
Like, even if it costs me my life, I will protect her.
Uh huh.
It's like, I just want to, like, see, like, a 4-co or something like that, where it's just like, that's for everything. Like, even though it will cost me my life, I will get the discount.
Right. Like, you're struggling with a broken, janky can opener to open a can of soup or something.
It's like, even if it costs me my life, I will eat this soap. Even if it costs me my life, I will sing this karaoke.
Right.
So, why'd I write hit?
Well, we see some of the juniors. I can't remember what, man. This was, like, a very weird transition because there's a lot happening back to back to back. So yeah. I think I'm just going to go to the next scene and then try to remember the segue. So
yeah, the next scene is live losing.
Well, yeah, it's because she does something and, like, she's not being careful. Like, she's getting surrounded. Like he yells out to be careful.
So
and
this is the first time I think we've seen it. We might have seen it before, but they use their stamps.
Yes,
like as like a device, they hit their stamp to activate it, and I believe it's Orteca uses it.
Yeah, well, I remember for sure seeing Julio also like pump. It's like he's pumping blood into his gun, and he shoots out like a red charge thing. Yeah. I don't remember that.
So yeah, they use their stamps as part of their weapons and stuff like that. So it's not like the stamp's not in them.
Yeah.
It's like a weapon they use, like the riders. So Orteca, he like pumps his stamp, hits his stamp, and then like I think he's based off of a Kraken.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
And so a bunch of like tendrils come out and they're like going towards Sakura, and Daiji comes in, saves the day.
Yeah, he does a sacrifice play.
But we see a little like doo-doo type mm-hmm. thing, and he gets knocked off. Dehensions, and then she's like Daiji, and he's just like, oh, freedom smells so good.
Mm-hmm.
And he like flicks his fingers, and and then she's just like Kakarot.
Yeah, so he's back.
It's like occasionally my brother turns into an evil version of himself,
right?
You know, happens at Thanksgiving. And so he transforms
into... like, what beautiful timing. I think that's what Ortega says, something like that.
So he turns into...
evil.
He turns into evil. So now it's 3-on-1.
Yeah. They start charging her from two sides also. It's like she's surrounded and outnumbered.
So then it goes into the lab.
Yes.
And this is where Ikki comes in, and he's just like, hey, I gotta transform, stuff like that. And George is like, it's not ready yet.
Yeah, it's like, I can't, I'm sorry about you.
Yeah. this is the scientist of like, I don't care what's going on. We got to finish this problem first.
Yeah, like, this is more important. Honestly, he's like trying to grab Ikki to get
him. So to be fair, maybe it doesn't even work right now.
Yeah, well, that's just it. I was going to say, it's like maybe it is more important to get this tech up to date so that way, you know. It's also, it's like if Rex isn't working in
his
experiment, then maybe he thinks it's just straight up broken.
Yeah.
So yeah, Ikki's like trying to get the stuff to go, but George is like being like a weird obsessive you know, scientist, and they get attacked by juniors.
Yeah.
And so at this point they're fighting, you know, Ikki's doing the best he can, and Vice is like, look, you just got to use me. And of course he's like, oh, hell no, I'm not going to do that, you know?
And then those juniors get killed.
Yeah.
And then there's a Phoenix guard there, who is the Phoenix guard who just got punched out.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just like, okay, good.
So it's just some rando, and he's talking about, like, he starts talking as if he's been in this show this entire time. and Vice is like, who is this?
Well, like, because then he, like, swings and tries to, like, take out George.
Yeah.
And George, and he's like, who is this guy?
Yeah, George makes this, like, I only noticed it the second time around, because I was confused the first time. But the second time around, I feel as though, because the guy comes in and says, I want you to give me the so-and-so driver, and...
He's like, I want the Revice driver and...
Barred Rex or something like
that. Yeah, the Barred Rex.
And George has this, like, he realizes something that we don't realize.
Yeah.
I feel like whatever that guy said was information that was to a privileged few.
Yeah.
So that's how he's able to figure out who it is before we do.
Yeah. So he dumps out of the way, and then Rex is just... then Vice is just like, who is this guy? What's going on here? And, then more juniors come in.
Yeah, so Vice gets up and he starts to uselessly ghost boxing.
He's just like, come on, what?
Like flailing through the
Why
juniors.
Why don't you trust me?
Yeah, just trust me, please.
Just trust me. And then Ikki has the memory of him trying to eat his mom.
Yeah, so we get to, actually, it's a nice flashback compilation. It shows you everything you need to know about their relationship. As well as things that are relevant in this episode, the part where the dad's saying to the mom that trust is, you know, takes more courage than worrying. And yeah, like you said, we see the part, like, at the start of their relationship where he's trying to eat them, but then also it shows you a lot of the scenes of them
being a team.
Yeah, being a team, their buddy, and, you know,
and
stuff
then,
like that.
And like, then it shows him trusting Daiji and Sakura, and then he gets up and he's just like, you're right, why? I trust everybody else but you, but you, like, after we made a deal, you never betrayed me.
Yeah, you kept up your side of the bargain, so what kind of buddy would I be if I didn't, you know,
it's like,
trust
he
you.
Tried to eat his mom, but at that point, he was just another devil.
Yeah.
He wasn't Vice. He wasn't even named Vice at that point, you know?
Yeah, he's just nameless.
Nameless demon who wanted to kill your mother. He uses the Rex stamp, and original Vice comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time he's been, like, physical form of just Vice since, I think, episode one.
Yeah, now that you mention it, first time.
Because every other time, he's been transformed.
Yeah, but he comes out with this, so he's like, ah, finally, been waiting a long time for this, and it's Ikki and him standing face to face, and he goes to throw this punch, and it's like, there's no way this isn't hitting Ikki right in the face. No, it's right next to his face. He's punching...
another GIF.
Yeah.
A GIF Junior behind him.
Basically destroys
him. But then it shows that Ikki was just totally trusting of him there.
Because Ikki even says something, it's like, I trust you, or something like that. So Vice, I think he punches the guy, and it reveals it's a chameleon, right?
Well, but before that, he realized that we always seem to forget, like, how powerful Vice actually is.
Right.
I mean, he punches a GIF Junior and disintegrates it.
Yeah. It completely.
Is he more powerful untransformed?
I think so. I think that's the idea, is that he is reined in and basically probably even less than half of what he could be.
Yeah.
With that punch. That's insane.
Or it's just to make him look cool.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But I want to think that he's got hidden potential you know.
And so when this happens also... on the screen, it shows that the Rex went to 100%.
Yeah, and I think for a split second there, they are already henshined into to Rex and like fighting a little bit.
So like after it goes to 100%, it shows that like, oh yeah, the vice driver's all fine and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So then he just grabs the vice driver and transforms.
Right.
And then they punch the guy, the chameleon, and then they frame it so that you know something's going up.
Yeah.
They frame it the original stamp.
Yeah.
From the ancient burial ground or whatever, and shows that it's an interesting thing because the chameleon never looks at it, but the chameleon also has multiple eyes pointing at different areas. Right. So I'm like, is he looking at it?
Like, is he even looking? Where is he looking?
Yeah. So
that's right, because he's like knocked up against the wall, and it's like in the foreground is
yeah.
The
it's obviously shown to remind you that this is here.
Yes.
Like, and also that wasn't their goal
to get that. No, it was to save the prisoners or whatever.
Yeah. So like either they don't need that stamp, or that stamp is like the last thing they need.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, we know where it is. We'll just leave it there.
Right.
You know.
So then the next scene, it's Sakura getting wailed on.
Yes.
In a 3v1.
It's a 3v1. And yeah. She's holding her own okay, but it's still 3v1.
What's interesting is about how they did it, they did the segue from that fight scene to begin with, is that you have Orteca and Julio running towards her, and you have Evil running towards her, but they don't get to her before the scene cuts. So I was thinking, even though I was in my mind it was a 3v1, I was like, there's still the possibility
that Evil's on their side.
It's a weird 2-on-2, right? But no, in this case, it's straight up.
Evil's evil.
They are wailing on her.
Yeah. And then Iki comes in for the save.
Yeah, he comes in with it. We finally get to see another shot of his bike.
Yeah, for like the second time.
Yeah, 0.5 seconds.
Yeah. Click.
And I think all three of them simultaneously say something like, oh, the annoying one's here.
Yeah. So he gets there and
whips out the new stamp, right?
The new stamp, which is Barid.
Yeah, B-A-R-I-D.
Yeah. No idea what it stands for. It might be an onomatopoeia.
Yeah, because when he presses the button, it's like body, 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 body. And we find out that the powers are ice. And I'm like, is this an onomatopoeia for like
cold
or, yeah, you know, yeah, just whatever? Or is it like, I have no idea.
Yeah. Or is it just a bunch of letters?
Because it actually took me until like 6 minutes into the fight scene to understand that that was even ice I was seeing. I thought it was just energy trails or something like
that.
Oh,
yeah. So he puts it in, and it's a secondary stamp. Mm-hmm. So you stamp it.
Yeah.
And then it goes into the stamp. And when he does it, like this eggshell comes down to him, and he transforms, and it's his like mid-season. It's a it's an ice thing.
Yeah, I like this interaction because it's like he's basically in an eggshell, and it like that's it. And then Vice is like, oh, and he cracks the egg, he punches it open.
Yeah.
I only bring that up because it's something George says later that I think this is what he was mentioning.
Yeah.
Don't hold me to that. He could have been saying something entirely different. Yeah. But yeah, he comes out and Iki has a cool new suit, yeah, and Vice is sitting there also as if he's transformed, but it's the regular Vice. And so they're both standing there heroically.
It's the it's Kamen Rider Vice, not just regular Vice.
Oh yes, yeah.
we're gonna have to like pay attention to that now.
That does get tricky now that he's become a physical form.
Yeah. So this is Kamen Rider Vice, not regular Vice.
Yeah, definitely good to point that out. It's him in the Rex yes suit.
And so he's just like, hey, I'm the same. And he's just like, you didn't look like Jackal, so yeah, you get yours later.
Yeah, yours is on hold. And he's like, what? So it's a long time to hold a grudge, man. And it is. Like, at this point, I had forgotten that.
Yeah. I'm guessing that it's that he just didn't get a chance to finish it. And so he's like, I have to make a reason why.
To make it look cool.
Yeah.
So so they rush in, and it's now a 3v2 or a 3v3, if you count Revi and Vice as two separate, right? Which kind of, there's three bodies versus three bodies.
Yeah.
At this point, I think the separation is that Gian is with Live and Revice goes towards Orteca and Julio, correct?
Yeah, so Revi goes, takes on the two lieutenants.
Mm-hmm.
And right before Live and Jean go to at it, George is like, hey, karate girl, here's this, your stamp. She's like, are you using this? She's like, go.
Yeah. And it says, when she uses it, it says Phoenix, right?
No, it's
and then it does the whole thing. Oh, Peacock.
It's Peacock.
Peacock, that's right.
It's Kajiku, I think it is.
Yeah,
it's
Peacock. That's
it's
right.
Peacock. And so what it does is it does what I thought that Jean was going to do. It turns her demon into a weapon.
Yes, these little war fans.
Yeah, two war fans, which, like I said, are kung fu, not karate, but mm-hmm, whatever. I'm like, that's an American mistake.
Yeah. That is. That's an American level mistake right there.
Next, she's going to have, like, nunchucks. and like a samurai sword, and it's gonna be like, what are you doing here? Yeah. No,
now it's ninja stuff.
Yeah, yeah. She does look very ninja-y, actually.
Is it kind of sort of? Doesn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah, she looks like Hayato the in like Ninja Gaiden.
A little bit.
Yeah. I think it's a he had a cape. He had like a scarf, and she has a head, a ponytail or whatever,
mm-hmm.
a tail. She actually has a tail. It's a snake
tail. See it now.
So yeah. So she has some more fans, which is cool. You know, yeah. It's fine. But
I'm so quick scene with Vice, right? Oh no, go ahead. What were you saying?
Yeah. So I think it's gonna be okay. You know, having those be her. So she has a. It says so. Like when they do buddy ups, and when Demons uses his thing, it's add up.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it add up?
Yes, add up.
Add up. When she uses it, it's style up.
Yeah.
So she's changing her fighting style.
Yeah, yeah.
To be a different thing.
Yeah.
So
if I dig it.
Yeah. So it's cool. They just keep up. They keep up with the ups.
Yeah. See if they run out of ups.
Yeah. There's a quick scene of like Vice being like, he grabs like a shard of the eggshell, and he's just got some super glue somehow.
Yeah,
and he just like starts putting
so
it up.
I put this here, put that next to this.
This can work. This can work. which is funny because I was just using super glue earlier today.
So yeah, this is where we see kind of the fighting going on. There's Revi is over there kicking, and I confirm it later. It's ice, but I just thought it was vapor trail. You know?
Yeah,
because he's bluish, and there's blue.
Yeah,
you know,
he's got ice powers, but he's like karate ice man.
Yeah,
because it's an this is what you would think of in this is more like anime ice powers.
Yes, absolutely. What it is, like, no question.
Yeah, where it's just like shooting icicles and like freezing everything. Yeah. And like
we also see a little bit of her attacking with the Warfans just generically, and it comes back and the fight is in a warehouse now. Or an underground parking lot or something like that.
It's a parking garage, yeah.
Yeah, parking garage. And it's, you know, obviously still fighting the two. Vice runs in with the shield.
Yeah.
Be like, look what I made.
Yeah. And it actually looks pretty good.
It does look pretty good.
And the color scheme of Braid Rex is actually really cool. Like the blues.
Yeah.
It's the gradient blues. It's like a pretty cool effect.
Mm-hmm.
Probably incredibly hard to paint. But so Vice uses the shield to get in on the action.
Yes.
And then it goes to the outside where,
because we see a cool scene with,
Orteca.
Orteca trying to use his,
tentacles
through a car, and Ikki like punches the ground and makes like an ice
arena.
Well,
he's like, the tentacles go through like four cars. Ikki like punches it and it freezes the tentacles and the cars all the way back to Orteca.
Yeah.
And then he jumps over the cars and like comes out and punches them again.
Yeah.
He creates like ice shields and he's doing like all the ice stuff.
Yeah. And then it goes to Sakura,
who is fighting, Evil, and she's like beating him up. And then George comes up and he's like, hey, Ryder could solve every problem.
Well, before that, we noticed that her fans also have fire.
Yeah.
Because she's using, like fire attacks and making, like, wind gusts. And at first, I was like, what the hell is this? And I'm like, oh, you're fanning the flames.
Yeah.
You're fanning the flames.
And it is actually, like, peacocks are associated with, like, fire in, like, Asian mythology and stuff like that.
I kind of want to know how it got to that point. I wonder...
I think it has to do with the sun coming through the feathers, I think.
Hmm. Oh, I can see that.
It kind of makes them look... Especially with, like, the luminescence, it kind of makes them look like they're on fire.
Yeah.
So yeah, George comes up and he's just like, Ryder kick solve all problems.
Yeah, because he said something... He's like, if you,
if you right or kick him, it'll turn back up.
Yeah, maybe you'll hit him hard enough that it'll switch back. Which I guess so. If you think about it, he did get knocked really hard, and that's how he switched to Kagero, right? That, or he was secretly pissed off that she's not listening to anything he says because she's being a brat.
No, it's because he got hit.
Yeah,
but it's like anytime he gets forced dehension, he turns back and forth.
Right. So she's like, right, he's like, Ryder kick him.
And she's like, this is going to hurt you.
Yeah. It's like, sorry, but, you know, it's going to hurt.
And then she does it. And it's pretty cool. Like, the fans turn into, like, into the feathers. And she does, like, a flame kick, knocks him down. And he's just like, he comes back as Daiji. And he's just like, you really don't hold back.
And she's like, sorry.
Yeah. So then it goes back to Vice.
Mm-hmm.
And Vice and Revi, and they're, like, outside the parking garage on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we find out, like, the superpower gimmick of Ride is that he can summon their remixes.
Yes, rather than have to form them.
Yeah.
And they're bigger.
Yeah.
Because he uses Brachio and a huge, like, giant version of it comes out. Yeah. But they're still free to fight and stuff. So I like that. This is definitely much better.
Yeah, than them turning into...
It's less awkward. Less cringy.
That's the funny thing. It's like, Vices is like, it makes all the remixes almost worth it.
Yeah, he's like wiping a tear away.
Reminding him of all the times he had to stick his head in.
Yeah, he's emotionally traumatized.
Yes.
It's like, he's either had a face in a butt or his butt in a face. And it's like...
I don't like either of these comments.
Yes.
It's like, we're close, but I don't want to be that close.
Yes. So... There is a cool, like, kick thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
So he does, like, a super kick style thing.
Yeah, it's like a finisher thingy.
He does, like, a finisher thing. But what is cool about it is, like, Vice pushes them all into the right position. Yeah,
he's almost being like a shepherd dog. Yeah,
he's got the shield. He's knocking him. He grabs one of them, throws him in the path.
Get you back in there. Because, like, Revi's doing, like, this cool slow motion flip in the air.
And Vice is doing all the work. He's jumping over here. We got to get the ball over there.
Right. So, yeah, he makes, like, kind of an icicle beam that kind of freezes them in place, and then he kicks through it.
Yeah.
Which flashy.
Looks cool.
It does.
And flashy. But in, like, physics reality, it means that the kick has way less impact.
Yeah, you're doing, yeah. Yeah.
But who cares whatever. About physics?
I mean, I just go with the sort of, you're covered in ice, that means you're brittle. You're brittle and you can be shattered. Yeah. You know? Whenever we see, like, how horrible that actually is in film, it's like, whoa, that was, like, way more brutal than I meant it to be.
Yeah. Somebody, like, taps him and they shatter, and I'm like,
oh. There's, like,
I can't even
figure.
Do that to an ice cube. What are you throwing out to a whole person?
Right.
You'd be like, do that. You'd, like, just break your finger.
Yeah, it's like, flick. Oh, you just flicked a rock.
Yeah.
Like, if you're that frozen, man.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, so they get knocked down, and they're not dead out. But it is nice to see that, like, this is, I think that they were trying. This was, like, the first time that, like, Julio and Arteca were, like, trying hard.
Yeah.
But this was also the first scene for the upgrade, so they were going to lose.
No, they had no chance. Yeah. No chance at all. There's a heroic pose with Revice here where they're, you know, like, he's, like, doing some sort of weird thing. And
yeah.
I don't know if this is where they do the... arm bump, or if that's in a bit.
That's later. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like soon, but not right now.
Yeah. So you hear Aguilera's voice. She's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you guys look a little tired or something like that.
And on top of the parking structure is Aguilera, the doctor, and now the lawyer.
Yeah, it's like,
and
we got him. Let's go.
And they look and they see the lawyer and they recognize him. And, like, that's what they were there
because
for.
Because the lawyer's like, yo. And Vice is like, yo.
And Iggy remembers him.
Right.
So... Even though, like, they lost the fight, they succeeded in the mission.
Mm-hmm.
They got their next sacrifice, maybe. And
this is where we see them do the arm bump thing.
Yeah, and then they get out. Mm-hmm. Julio and Arteca smoke out.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those unwritten rules, or written rules, who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
In Tosatsu, that when you want to leave,
you just... Whoosh.
You're gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's... For the bad guys, it's a whole lot easier. But for the good guys, there's always consequences when they just dip out.
Uh-huh. I always treat it like this is when they were pressing retreat for the last three turns. And it was like, you can't retreat right now, you can't retreat right now. And then boom, you're just gone. Yeah. And the creature's standing around going, wait, what?
Yeah.
I get no say in this?
So then it's Iki and Vice just standing there, just untransformed.
And now they're bros. Their broship has increased.
That's where they do the bump thing. And, Daiji, Sakura come in carrying Hiromi.
Yeah.
And this is when Sakura's just like, Vice? Because he's just a physical form now.
Yeah, he's just standing right next to him.
Yeah.
So
he's probably just out for the rest of the time. Like, he's just probably now, that's just it. He's physical now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking that's a cost-saving measure, but it's also a cool, like, transition.
I think so. Yeah. I'm glad they didn't just do it after the first episode or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's like... I think I like this better. But yes, Hiromi comes in and is just like, they got what's his name out.
Yeah, well, he's being carried by the two siblings.
Yeah, because he got worked.
And he's like, I'm sorry, we couldn't stop them. And George is like, you know, hey, it's not your fault. We had a traitor.
Yeah.
And they're like, a traitor? He's like, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
It's a traitor.
Yeah, we got a traitor. And then
I think I know who it is.
Yeah. And so then it cuts to the commander.
Mm-hmm. And he's walking down the hall. And there's like a little quick blackout. And then it comes back and it's the chameleon.
Yeah.
And then the episode ends.
So it's like, has he always been the chameleon?
See, that's the question. That's the question.
Or
is that,
has he been like, was he replaced like a couple episodes ago?
Yeah. Or has he even replaced like.
Yeah. What, like, has he always been the chameleon? Or have they been holding the commander hostage?
Uh-huh.
And like, he's never even met Iki.
Yeah.
It's like for the past 2 years, they've been holding him hostage or something like that.
Yeah. I'll say he could be.
Or is the commander the chameleon? And it's always, and it's not like he's not shapeshifting the chameleon. He is the chameleon who can shapeshift.
Right, 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 right. Exactly it. So many questions.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things I can bitch about that. Like, as far as like, depending on when he was captured, the form my bitching will take. And whether or not I will, I don't know. There's opportunities here to rant and rave.
Yeah, but it's also like, the hard part is we still don't know Dead Man's plan.
Yeah. I mean, because that's just it. It's like, if he's been around a long time, it's like, why did you have to wait to do any of this? He could have released him at any point. Like, he's in command of the ship. He doesn't have to explain himself to anyone. He could tell them, shut up or you lose your job. Literally, this is classified information. Turn off the cameras. It's that easy. You're in control. So I don't know the power dynamic between the commander and George. That's why I'm like very, it's a very subtle sort of bitching right now.
Because, yeah, I think it's like.
Is George technically the numero uno then?
Yeah, and he's just the military commander.
Yeah, it's like I don't know the nature of the power hierarchy.
So we don't know the nature of like Phoenix, but we also don't know the end goal of Dead Man.
And so it's like it's.
Would they not want to do it till this point because they don't want to risk the position?
Yeah.
Because they're like, this is a very valuable thing, and we don't want to risk it unless we're sure we can get something out of it.
Yes, yes.
You know? Or is it like. He just got taken like 2 days ago or something like that.
Yeah.
Because that's
how I feel it is. In my mind, that makes the most sense. But then she said that she hasn't seen him in a long time.
Yeah.
So that kind of throws a wrench into that theory. Not necessarily, but I just feel like exposing him just for the sake of one single potential gift X is not good enough.
If that's all that happened.
Right. Unless, yeah, maybe he took the stamp and that was his main goal for going in there, was to pretend he wanted Rex's drive. I thought of that too.
Yeah.
I hope there's more to it. I'm not sure how I feel about it yet, and I think that's good, right? Because it sounds like I'm like,
yeah,
there's so many questions that need answered before I can actually formulate an opinion.
Yeah.
But this episode was off the hook.
Yes.
This was a good episode.
Yeah.
Like the whole time I'm like, what? Oh, Kagura's
what is
back?
Your
like,
suck?
So I have two. The first one is entirely dependent on the thing that we just talked about, but I feel like it's worth mentioning because, I'll put it to you this way. You have a castle in the sky. It's naturally protected by its
position.
Its position, right? It's like you have a moat. You don't just get rid of the moat. And if you get rid of the moat somehow, I don't know how you did it, but congratulations on your feat of engineering. But you get rid of the moat, your castle is now naturally more vulnerable, okay? Then you get rid of half or more than half of your troops. It's now doubly vulnerable.
Yeah.
Now, I understand there's a traitor in the midst that can like be like, okay, yeah, everyone's on shore leave because it is a ship, and so you use that sort of... Now that the ship has landed, you can go home for a while. Even though the ship is right over the home and literally anyone at any point can go for shore leave, it's not like the ship needs to land for people to go on shore leave. We didn't get to see how they transport down, just we know they do.
Yeah.
So if you want to go home two blocks that way, go ahead, take a week off, do what you got to do. I understand. So we don't have to land for people to go. The whole concept that they're vulnerable from landing and they're vulnerable because they sent troops away, nobody questioned this. Nobody. Now, I'm settled. I'm calm. I know I don't seem calm right now. I'm just saying that I'm calm enough because they showed at the end of the episode there's something shifty going off with the commander.
The whole thing, yeah.
And if he makes the order, then it happens, right? But nobody is questioning it. Like, why wouldn't anybody else in the upper command be like, can't we just do one of those things? Let's resupply and refuel, which is already a very serious thing. If anything, you double the number of troops. You don't half the number of troops when you're refueling and resupplying. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. It's stupid. It hurts my brain. I'm offended. Just anyway. But like I said, that could definitely be manipulated by upper command. You know, things can happen. We don't know who all is in on it. If there's one traitor, there might be more, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
And George is definitely the kind of person that doesn't care if he's interested in whatever it is that it might lead to. I feel like that's the kind of person he is anyway.
Yeah, and it's also like...
It was as part of his plan.
It's also like, what does he... That's not his job.
Yeah, and maybe he has no control over that, right?
Even if he could, like, affect all that, I don't think he would even look to see if it was...
He's too busy with his toys.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. I feel like this suck is going to be retracted almost immediately in the next couple episodes. You know, like, once we understand more of what's going on, it'll be like, oh, duh. I just feel like I wanted to point that out as, like, facepalm. You basically... he custard himself. It's like, you have the entire wealth of military history at your fingertips, and you do this. Anyway.
You know what we should do? We should start a war with Russia.
Yeah. So, my other suck, and this is the one that I don't know, because it's like, you want to... We have hotheads before, right? Okay, so we have Sakura here, and in this episode, it's like, I feel she is way, way too confident with her ability.
Yeah.
And I know she's a hothead, and I know the kind of character they're going for here, but like, she's reckless, she's running in, she's smirking, being like, oh, why don't you come see and do this stuff. I feel the part that bothers me about it is that I don't think her powers were necessarily earned, and so this kind of reflects that. I mean, it fits. It fits for the way that she got her powers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But just to compare it, direct comparison with Saber, we have Ren. And no matter how annoying Ren got, at least he's been training his whole life for this. He's already earned the swords. We have no idea what battles he's been in, if any. So if he's confident in his ability, you still have that sort of, I don't know how he got here to feel this way. Whereas I know exactly how she got here. She just got a belt in the mail and then tried to force herself into a fight and got her, you know, messed up. And then she got into a fight and then it worked. And so here she is being like, come get me. And I don't know if it just kind of grates me a little bit.
Yeah. So in my mind, two things. I think the way she got her powers is fine. I know you don't like it.
Uh-huh.
But
Well, no. How she got her powers is fine. I just feel like she needs to be a little bit more humble.
Yeah. In my mind, I almost think that because of the way her powers work, she isn't on purpose, like, because she puts all those things into Love Cult. So she becomes, like, more confident.
Yeah. No, I was talking about the smirking bit and whatnot was before she had even henshined, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like her personality is becoming something I don't appreciate. Like, because she's not always like that. I don't know exactly if this is what they want from her and if this is going to be the status quo from this point forward. If this is what am I supposed to expect from her episode by episode, I can tell you right now, I don't like her. I'm starting to not like her. We'll see how it goes. But, I mean, it was very, very rude of her to knock the dominoes. Didn't even, it was like, oh, and I realize it's a joke, but it's like, you're being a jerk, dude. Like, you're a jerk right now. I dislike you today. And I'll see you next episode. I'm going to try not to hold on to this going into it.
You're like, you know, like, the funny thing is, it's like, you know, she almost got a brother killed because of that. She knocked over those dominoes.
Yeah. Well, that's part of it.
She hadn't knocked over the dominoes, she'd be like, oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, it's like, it's 100% her hot-headedness that got Daiji hit knocked hard enough to bring out a second personality. Mm-hmm. And then she had to kick him just as hard and knock him back. And it's like, sorries. And I don't appreciate it. I just don't appreciate it. So we'll see going forward. You know, I don't know what else to say about it. Hopefully somebody else really likes it. But
yeah, I think it's fine. Eh. I mean, it doesn't bother me one way or the other. You know,
I mean, this is another day in the life, Kamen Rider for you.
Yeah. For me, for Sakura, it's just like, I think it has to do with the amount of Kamen Rider I've consumed is to the point where it's not like I don't make any judgments about it for like 5-10 episodes.
Yeah. It's definitely one of those set on it, sort of let it cool and then make a decision things.
Like, you remember how like upsetting some things were within Saber. By the end of it, you're just like, yeah, that's fine, whatever.
Right. I guess what I'm saying, I'm anxious that she's just going to be a bratty sis stereotype.
Yeah.
By the end of this. I mean, obviously it's probably not going to be just that, but like right now I'm getting very like heavy bratty sis vibes.
Yeah. And like, I could see that in the fact that, like, I could see them doing that in this episode because it was, like, they haven't had a writer that messed up right after becoming a writer yet. So they need to have that one because that's a traditional thing, you know?
Okay, fair enough. I mean, yeah, because it's, like, I would rather be able to separate the three of them by their good traits, right? Like you have, like this one's an intelligent one, this one's a hardworking one, this one's, you know, the strong one, that kind of thing, rather than be like, this one does this one, this one's a jerk and a brat. Like two good positive and the negative. You get what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. So it's like the thing is I look at it and it's
like I want to see her shine.
Iki is just the perfect one. You know, he's the main character, whatever.
Yeah.
And then a Daiji. Because of the way he got his powers and the way he is, everything he does good is in spite of his abilities.
Uh-huh.
Because he's basically working at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
And so she starts with an advantage, so she needs to be the one to fail.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that. If that happens, like, yeah, but that's just it. That would be what I want, is her getting kind of knocked off.
Yeah.
Knocked down a peg and then getting a little bit more
And that's
hungry.
Why, like, I don't care about what's happening. I don't care about it, but it's like I'm not... I don't have a strong opinion of what's happening in this episode because I want to see how it goes, where it goes.
I mean, because they could get rid of that immediately.
Yeah, they could just never talk about it again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It could be like somebody almost dies next episode.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. See, but the thing is, like, normally, like, in real life, I know whenever we're talking about this, like, you'd think that I'm a psychopath that just rages out in the grocery store. Usually, I'm going to sit and watch and see how it goes, and then I'll make a, you know, like, a longer...
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, you know me, right?
Yeah.
Like, I might talk about something in the moment amongst friends like you and I, but if it's like somebody screaming in my face at the table, it's like one of those very calm, you know, don't start swinging, you're gonna lose your job, what does that help?
Yeah.
So if I was just watching the show on my own time, you know, that's not gonna make me flick it off. Like, at least that's not gonna make me flick it off. And then after a few episodes, if it's like repeated, at that point I'm like, well, this character sucks, I don't like this character. Mm-hmm. Right now I feel more anxious about potential.
I mean, it's the same thing that happened with, another good example of it would be what happened with Yua.
Mm-hmm.
Because she sucked for several episodes.
Yes.
Yeah. And now she's finally starting to get back.
Yeah.
And there is a possibility that where she ends makes all those suck episodes worthwhile.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
So,
yeah. So I hopefully there's emotional growth in like a hero's journey and whatever that's happening and not just bratty cis stereotype.
But, yeah.
Your sucks.
So my suck is actually like the fact that it's her first episode and she needs to be saved.
Yeah, dude, yes. Yes. Oh my God.
I mean, I like at the end that she was the one that knocked Daiji back out.
Right.
She kind of fixed her mistake.
Yeah.
You know? But it's still like you for every it seems like, I mean, it probably is. I mean, we could play, like, I've told you that like what we're getting is amazing, that we're getting this many female writers and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But it's usually like at least two episodes in a row, you're awesome.
Well, yeah, because if just compare it to the Reiwa, we have Yuen, we have Sabella, I think would be the two clear, obvious examples.
Yeah.
And with Yua, she had a very strong showing as rushing...
Valkyrie, yeah.
Yeah, as Valkyrie. And then she was strong in the very next episode, right? I don't think she lost until she was fighting with Hirobi?
Yeah, when Jin, the only time she like had a solid defeat, the next time was when it was when Vulcan got like kicked through the neck.
Yeah. And then with Sabella, she was the threat.
Yeah.
I mean, it took Kento coming in with future sight powers to actually mop the floor with her.
Yeah.
And then
she became nothing.
And then and from that point forward, she was a speck on his shoe. I'm just saying.
Yeah. As soon as Durndal came in, she was just shadow material.
Yeah. I mean, the best combo kick that she got to begin with was against some juniors, and then...
Yeah.
She got rocked, and then once the tide was turned...
After such a strong showing the previous episode, you know.
So that feels like a disservice.
Yeah. So, what is your segue?
Okay, so first off, this episode rocked. It was great. There's like so much good going on here. I'm not sure exactly what I want to say specifically, but I think I like that they brought Kaguro out of nowhere. And it made sense still.
Yeah. It's like you didn't... to the point where, like, by the time you brought him back, you weren't thinking about him anymore.
Yeah.
Because you were thinking, are they going to bring Kaguro back in the next episode?
Right.
Are they going to bring Kaguro back in this episode? Like, four episodes later, then he comes back.
Yeah.
Right when you think, he's never coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, we're never going to see him again. Or at least if we do, it's going to be, like, a weird, like, we're going to have some build up to it or something.
Yeah.
It's just like, boom. It's like, I feel like this is going to add more dread for Daiji. I can get knocked into Kagero.
It's great because they don't need an extra actor. They have the suit. He can just be Kagero in any episode.
Yeah, just stands up one day and he's Kagero.
Yeah.
And the thing is, too, that would add more problems for Ikki and Sakura, too, because it's like we've saw before when he switches to Kagero, there might be some tells, but he could pretend to be Daiji.
Yeah. It's like, does he go back into the fight?
Yeah.
Like, is it just a specific thing? Do they come up with the next episode? George is just like, well, it's because your belt was overloaded or something like that.
Yeah.
And so you need to do this and everything should be okay.
Yeah.
Or is it just like, hey, it could happen anytime?
Right. Like whenever.
Stubbing your toe, your Kagero.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we saw him got knocked hard, but who knows exactly what the trigger is. They could say anything, you know.
Yeah. It seems like the trigger going back and forth is if.
Is bonk.
Is if he's forced. Out of his henchmen.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Live has ever been knocked out.
Not that I remember.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen him knocked down, but I can't remember him.
Like, forcibly unhenchmed. Maybe he has been. Who knows?
Yeah.
But whoever's watched the show, they know.
Yeah.
But I don't know off the top of my head.
We could go back and check, but.
Yeah, but it is cool that they just bring Kagero back without you even remembering it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, oh yeah, by the way, he's got a dark personality.
Oh, you know what? I just remembered something. I said I was going to bring it up. When, before he's talked about, before George mentioned the traitor, he mentioned something about creating stamp with the intention, or the driver with the intention of not needing the demon.
Yeah.
And then it seems like he needed him anyway.
He needed the demon for it to work.
Right.
Yeah. And yeah, that was the irony of it.
Yeah. It's like he kept trying to make it without.
Which is why I think he didn't have Vice in there before.
Exactly. Exactly. He was a little too focused on.
Yeah. So
your Segoy.
So my Segoy is Vice in a physical form, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Like now, like I hope it is that he's just a character now.
Yeah, it'd be kind of
like
cool.
You know, it's gonna be that, like, you know, you're gonna have to see him dressed up in like the headband and stuff like that, and like cleaning at the shop. Like,
uh-huh.
The parents are gonna make him work, uh-huh. And so he's gonna be cleaning the bath, and he's like, it was better when I was a spirit.
I really want to know how his mom's gonna interact with him. Like, is it gonna be like their hunky dory day one? Like, he comes in, it's like, it's, you know, water on the bridge. Here's some rice.
Yeah,
eat up.
Don't eat me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or is he going to be like back and forth? He can go to the spirit and then he can come out physically whenever he wants.
Right.
So, but I like the idea of like Vice being a character in the show.
Yeah.
Because
I do feel like I hope that he can go back to the spirit form, because there were so many cool things that he could do. And that would also raise questions about like the bike. Like, how would the bike operate then if they're both physical all the time? I mean, they showed that it doesn't matter because they made Brachio out of nowhere, right?
But yeah, so he can, but the bike is when he's tensioned.
Yeah. I understand that. I'm just wondering if they, because there were times like when he was in the computer and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I kind of don't want him to lose that utility.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he can just walk around and then touch it and then just goes into it, right? Yeah.
But they didn't barely used it.
Right.
Like, any one of those abilities is like a full show.
Sure. That's just it. Yeah. Ain't it? Like, you can make a...
Like, the whole superheroes revolve around the fact that you can walk through walls.
Yeah.
You know? And he's just like, that's one of my main things. One of the things I can do. Turning invisible is like a superpower that could like blow up the entire world. And he's just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Meh. So now, write a ranking.
Mm-hmm.
So... I think Revice is one.
I don't see how he could fall down.
Yeah. It's just like, I mean, trusting Vice, all that stuff.
This was a huge emotional leap for him.
And he gets a new form.
Yeah.
Vice doing some funny, hilarious things, but being like good and like showing the character progression of a demon. So it's like, what do we do with demons though?
Bro, I have no idea.
He wasn't even in
it. I really appreciate him. I don't know what's happening. I wonder if his suit actor got wrecked and they're just like, I don't even know.
It's a common thing. You saw it in Saber, and it's just like when there's so many of them,
mm-hmm.
for several episodes, just some of them get shoved.
Yeah.
Because they can only afford so many all at once.
Yeah. I mean, I really like him, like, physically. I like how they take the belt away from him because he's taking physical harm.
And he gets
even more rocked this episode. And I wonder if that has to do with, because it was taken by the commander. I'm wondering if maybe he wanted a player out of the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like somebody who would
weaken the defenses even more.
Yeah. Like that's what I'm saying. Like weaken the defenses even more, especially somebody who knows the base in and out would be able to stop them. Now, I don't know if he would succeed in stopping them, but it would make it more difficult to successfully infiltrate and, you know, do the whole doppelganger thing, get people out, especially because he's like, I feel like he wouldn't have left the base.
If he was going to be on guard.
Yeah, you know, he's vulnerable versus being like, no, you're on shore leave, go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder if that was part of it. But the thing is, at the end of the day, as much as I like him more than I like Sakura right now, Sakura was in the episode.
Yeah.
And his highlight was getting beat up to protect her little shadow thingy.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's 4.
Yeah. And I think... you know, even though he turned evil, he was the first one to...
I love the deduction.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's a completely different thing when you say he turned evil.
Yeah. Right. Right. No, I mean, because definitely with the... That was quick thinking on his part.
And he's also like, dude, trust us.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, it would be Live and then Gene... And then demons.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we can go with that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's an argument, there's a case to be made to put Jian up in second and Live in third, but I'm still salty. And let's just go with Daichi switching back.
Yeah. So the next episode of Kamen Rider Revice is the commander is a dead man.
It's like, what do you mean?
Nani?
Nani. Is he, though, or is it just the chameleon taking his place?
Yeah. Is he the chameleon, or is the chameleon making him?
Yeah. I almost feel like it's the second one, because if he was chameleon all along, I just feel like there are so many opportunities to sabotage. And I guess what I'm saying is if he sabotages the operation hard enough, they could have just gotten Gift X naturally. They wouldn't even had to have.
Yeah, but it's just like how much...
I mean, there's a lot that goes into it.
But it always comes back to we don't actually know Dead Man's plan.
We don't know. We don't know. And I feel like it's not going to be explored in a way that I'll be happy. It's not going to be like there's the bow on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just got to take what I can when I get it and then fill in the blanks myself. Yeah. We've done it before. We'll do it again.
Yeah.
By God.
That'll be our next episode. I've been Eric.
And I'm Eugene.
And we will see you next time.